Title: Ban the Box and Background Checks, Recent Trends and Movements. Content: Overview. Retailers and other employers regularly consider the backgrounds of job applicants and employees when making personnel decisions. It is not illegal for employers to ask questions about an applicant's criminal history or to require a background check. However, whenever an employer requests background information about a job applicant or employee, the employer must comply with federal and state laws. Within the last 5 years, employers have been put under increased scrutiny, especially when they require criminal background checks during the hiring process. This article summarizes recent legal trends regarding criminal background checks in the employment context, and discusses how employers, particularly those within the retail industry, can ensure compliance with the law. Criminal background checks in the retail industry. On May 15, 2017, the Fortune Society, an advocacy group supporting the successful reintegration of former inmates, filed an Equal Employment Opportunity Commission, EEOC or Commission, charge against Macy's Incorporated. The charge alleges that Macy's criminal background check policies violate Title VII of the Civil Rights Act of 1964 because they allow the retailer to reject otherwise qualified job applicants and employees based on their criminal histories. Fortune Society argues that this practice is discriminatory, as a worker's criminal history bears no relationship to their ability to perform the particular job sought. The charge further asks the EEOC to investigate Fortune Society's claims against Macy's on a class-wide basis, and is intended to place the retailer on notice of class-wide discrimination allegations. This recent EEOC charge against Macy's highlights an increasingly visible paradox for retailers and other U.S. employers who consider employee criminal history in the hiring process. At one end, employers, particularly retail employers, want to avoid the pitfalls and dangers of negligent hiring. As a service industry featuring significant customer interaction and company asset management, not only must retailers be concerned with hiring those who can successfully represent that values of the company, but retailers also have a strong interest to only hire employees that can interact with customers and other employees without unduly risking safety or incurring legal liability. Nevertheless, despite these valid interests, there is a concern that considering employee criminal history in the hiring process can result in discrimination and significantly disadvantage those attempting to reintegrate after release from incarceration. There is also a concern that former inmates will be dissuaded from ever fully reintegrating into society, solely because they fear that their criminal history will impede their future employment. The Ban the Box movement, although removing job barriers to ex-offenders can reduce recidivism, the figures show that employers are reluctant to hire applicants with criminal records that pose an undue risk to coworkers or customers. Employers might have several valid reasons to consider criminal history in their hiring decisions, such as the sensitive nature of certain positions, i.e., in the childcare business or national defense, or the valid interest in considering all available information to weigh a candidate's qualifications. Nevertheless, despite these legitimate business interests, Ban the Box advocates point to the potential discriminatory effects of these hiring practices. In reaction to the concerns of hiring barriers, the Ban the Box legislative movement was born to facilitate providing full employment opportunities to all job applicants, regardless of their criminal history. Specifically, the Ban the Box movement calls for a job application process which ensures that employers will judge applicants on their qualifications first, rather than screening applicants based on question on the application. These laws call for delaying any consideration of conviction history until later in the hiring process, usually after a conditional offer of employment has been made, giving applicants an opportunity to explain their criminal history. Ban the Box laws started among public sector employees, and have grown increasingly widespread across the United States in recent years. Now over two-thirds of the U.S. population lives in a jurisdiction with some form of Ban the Box law.